You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Save this Memorial Day. Shop at a retailer near you.
I'm just going to say one thing right here. This is going to go down as the O'Neill Cruise Day.
Yeah.
Because he was horrendous, and Paul Skeens was ticked off. Walking off the mound.
Sure.
You know, not a lot of people are talking about this. I was looking at some of the Pittsburgh write-ups about the game, and they're all going right after Cruz and how horrendous he was in the outfield yesterday. One of the worst defensive outfielders in baseball, by the way.
Well,
he misplays.
It's not his natural position.
I know that, but he misplays two balls in the first inning, and all hell breaks loose, and the Mets get a huge break. I mean, those should have been outs.
Yeah.
And maybe Beatty is going to be a sack fly anyway, but... Nonetheless, you have five new guys in the lineup. Five new guys had RBIs yesterday. It's a great way to get started. Benj gets his home run because you like Benj. I like Benj.
Everybody loves Benj.
We all love Benj. And I would say that, you know, O'Neill Cruz was also the guy who ended up getting struck out with a pitcher's challenge.
That's right. He's walking to first base.
And it was kind of interesting that that happened, and he was involved in that as well. And I guess you would say that he thought he had a walk, but ended up striking out there. And then the next batter hits a home run.
Brandon Lau, his second one.
Exactly. So, you know, a lot of things went right for the Mets yesterday, but it was a great start. I don't want to take anything away from it. It's game one. They scored 11 runs. They had, I think, 9 or 10 walks in the game. They didn't give up any walks, by the way. But they did give up quite a few home runs, which was a little bit unsettling. But... nonetheless, it's 11 runs, and when you see the lineup, and it's amazing because you talk to a lot of people over the last day or so, after you see the lineup in person, all there, you say to yourself, wow, that's a pretty long lineup, especially if the bottom of the lineup, kind of like the Yankees had opening night, the bottom of the lineup is going to actually hit and participate. When the top of the lineup, other than, you know, taking a few walks, really doesn't participate as much, that's a great way to get going, but... O'Neill Cruz was an absolute disaster out in center field.
Yeah, I mean in the first inning it was a mess. But like I also want to give the Mets credit in the fact that like the Luis Robert Jr. at bat in the first inning where he ends up taking the walk, fouled off a gazillion pitches. You know, the fact that the Mets are putting those balls in play, and one of them, I mean, obviously the Beatty one was hit harder than the one that he just completely just lost in the sun and dropped, and that was just a depth perception thing with the Beatty one. But they were just relentless. So, yeah, I mean, when you put balls in play and you're aggressive and everybody is hitting the baseball, things like that can happen for you, and that was the most exciting thing was that. I mean, these long at-bats, mentioned the Luis Robert Jr. one, later in the game, Bo Bichette. He ended up striking out in that at bat.
He should have walked in that at bat,
but still was 13 pitches, fouling pitches off. I mean, that's the type of stuff that if you could do that in the postseason against good pitching, that's how you win. And that was really, really impressive. So, yeah, I mean, this is just, and also, yeah, Howie Rose gets a win, gets to put it in the books in his final opening day, gets to say that. You know, the Benj home run after some strikeouts he had there. So, yeah, O'Neill Cruz helped out the Mets, but I also want to give credit where credit's due with the team because I thought they offensively were spectacular without, I mean, and Francisco Alvarez, by the way, I mean, what? This is what we want from him. That type of power, that type of pop, and that type of sass around the bases.
Keith Hernandez told us yesterday he thought he was going to have a pretty decent year because he lost some weight.
Yeah.
And maybe he took it a little bit more serious this offseason and wanted to come back and have a good start to this season. And certainly that was a nice hit and a great home run. And the place exploded when he hit it. And, you know, it's great when guys at the bottom of the lineup participate like this. But, again, I it's one game, and when Paul Skeens was walking off the field, you could just see his face. Like, he wanted to look out in center field and just...
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Yeah.
I mean, but you can't do that. I mean, you can't do that. I get it.
He also said the right stuff after the game.
Well,
he goes,
of course he is.
Well, he said, you know, I don't feel, he's like, everybody wants to make a bigger deal out of this, but, you know, the Mets did a really good job of getting to me, so I'm not as mad about it. But he's never got any personnel. But, yeah, I'm sure he wants to wring the guy's neck.
You know, I mean, he's telling you.
I mean, he gets it. By the way, you know, we're all thinking,
yeah,
you know, when the Pirates get the 2-0 lead, it's like, oh, I mean, with Skeens out there, you don't know. That might be the game.
It's true.
It turns out he didn't even get three outs.
Yeah, but you got Cruz out there in center field, so thanks to that. You know, the other thing, I thought it looked great. And I have to say, as bad as the Netflix production was of the Yankees and the Giants yesterday, I thought NBC did a great job.
Yeah.
And by the way, they had a really top-notch booth. And I got to give Matt Vasgersian a lot of credit.
For getting there?
I mean, that guy's an animal. He does the game before for Netflix and then does yesterday for NBC Peacock. And
that's a private jet spot, though, for him, right?
It has to be. Like,
he's not sitting in those TSA lines.
He's saying to Netflix, look, I'm not doing a game unless you get me a private jet after the Yankees and Giants are over and I'm flying back.
Sure.
I got to get some sleep. I got to be treated like a professional. And I'm sure he was, which he should have been, because he's really good at what he does. And yesterday, you know, I really thought the broadcast was great. You know what? And this is kind of weird. I know it has nothing to do with the game. It has everything to do with the production of the game. I mean, the drone shots of Citi Field, I thought were really cool. So, I don't know. That's just me and my
sense. Yeah, I mean, I did notice it. What I also noticed about it was they kept it very tight, where you saw nothing around Citi Field.
Yeah, you don't want to see anything around.
Right,
maybe
right, exactly.
A stadium, that's about it.
It was just the stadium, kept it very tight. You're not going to see anything else around it. This was not like the Oracle Park where you see everything out there, that you see the people in the kayaks and the water. No, this was just very tight, and it looked cool, and they showed some views that you don't normally see there at Citi Field. But yeah, I like the broadcast. At times it felt like there was maybe, you know, when Ottavino was in there, maybe too many voices and trying to figure out who was saying what. But Neil Walker, who does Pirates games, was there. You know, Al Leiter, obviously, who's been calling games for a very long time. And then Adam Ottavino, who everybody...
I thought he was fine.
Yeah, no, he was fine.
He was good.
It's just, I mean, sometimes it's like, how many guys do we need to be talking about the one baseball game? But they were all good. And Ottavino, anybody who's ever been around him says how, you know, sharp he is, and sometimes he says some controversial things. We've heard that before, but everybody says he's sharp. I am not surprised that he's dipping his toes in the broadcasting right now. Yeah, he definitely should.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm with you on that broadcast. Yeah, it was just. I know that
it was baseball, man.
It was baseball, man.
It was baseball, man. It wasn't like Netflix jamming every single possible thing that they could jam down our throats,
and then raising the rates to the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
How about that?
Well, listen, they got to pay for stuff. And you know, and it's interesting. I was talking to a TV friend of mine. I was saying, hey, you know what? Netflix. This was a Super Bowl for them. You know, that's basically how they treated it.
Well, the NFL games on Christmas were more the Super Bowl for them, weren't they?
Well, I would say that, but for this right now, at this point in time of year, like opening game with the Giants and the Yankees, come on, prime time.
Yeah,
this is on the East Coast. It's definitely they're going to treat it like that, and they did treat it like that, and it was a disaster.
Yeah, I mean,
it was brutal.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I just
it was we look, dude. We said it yesterday. We'll say it again. It was brutal. And you compare the two broadcasts; they have the same lead guy in Vasgersian, but for some, you know, NBC just did it right. They did it traditionally. They did everything that you want as a broadcaster. And then they gave you some great shots of Citi Field. Hey, look, Netflix gave us great shots of, you know, of San Francisco. It was fine, but it was just over the top embarrassing.
Yeah, it did not come across great. There's no doubt about it. But if you try anything different, anything new when it comes to traditional things like baseball broadcast, people are going to hate it no matter what. But yeah, I mean, I just think that what we'll remember about that broadcast will be more so, or just the Yankees coming out and shutting out the Giants and playing well. So that's, I mean, this is, you can't draw up two better starts than what we got here in New York baseball.
That's why it's a feel-good Friday, and you got St. John's tonight. Doesn't get much better than that.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.